7, we're gonna have to bleed off some of the pressure inside. Over.
Stand by.
All systems now go.
Move the final countdown sequence.
Moving the final countdown sequence.
Roger that.
We're at T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We have ignition. And we have liftoff.
Y'all is okay. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Roger that, Happy Hyper. You are in the moment.
Thank you, Capcom.
What's up, Happy Lifers? Thanks for joining us today. I am so, you guessed it, happy that you did. I am so ready for this episode. We've been talking ever since the beginning of the holidays about being in the moment, about living in the moment. And at one point I said, I want to do an episode on what does it mean to live in the moment and how do we do that? And that's what we are going to talk about today. And I can't wait. I am so ready. The question isn't if I'm ready though. The question is, are you ready? Because I tell you what, this living in the moment has been so powerful for me over the holidays that I adopted it to make it my theme, not just for this coming year, but I want it to be a theme for the rest of my life. I want to learn how to be in the moment as much as I can the rest of my life because it has really changed my life. And so I want to keep this thing going. So I'm going to explain to you what I think living in the moment is. I'm sure everyone has a different explanation of it, but I want to tell you exactly what it is to me. And talk about some ways that we can actually do that. So I'm ready, but are you? Are you ready to lift off? Are you ready to hop in that happy rocket and lift off and find your moment, enter into that atmosphere? Or should I say, find yourself in the moment? Because that's what it really is. We talk about getting lost in the moment, but truth is, it's not. When you get lost in the moment, what you're really doing is you're being found in the moment, maybe for the first time in a long time. When you're in the moment, you are finding yourself. And think about it. Right now is a moment. Right now is tomorrow's memory. But we don't have to wait until tomorrow to enjoy it. We can actually enjoy it while we're living in it. That's why a lot of people live in the past, because they don't enjoy it while they're living in it. I don't mind looking back at the past, but I don't want to wait to the future to look back on the moment I'm having right now and say, man, that was a good moment. I want to enjoy this moment right now that I'm living it. And that's what I think is a happy life. Check out this quote that I saw off of calm.com. It's from the blog post called How to Be More Present and Live in the Moment. And I love what they ask here. How often do you find yourself worrying about the future or reliving the past, oblivious to the beauty of now? In a world filled with distractions, finding presence, a state of being deeply attuned to the present moment, has never been more important for well-being, end quote. Being in the moment is vital to living a happy life. It's important for our well-being, for our mental health, learning to live in the moment. Check out this quote from Eckhart Tolle. Quote, unease, anxiety, tension, stress, worry, all forms of fear are caused by too much future and not enough presence. Guilt, regret, resentment, grievances, sadness, bitterness, and all forms of non-forgiveness are caused by too much past and not enough presence, end quote. Happy is about having enough of the present, of living in the moment. Because living in the moment is a major key to living a happy life. So let's talk about first what it is. Being in the moment is a lot like being grateful. I mean, you can, if you think about it, you can be miserable in the moment, right? But that's not what I'm talking about here. We're not talking about surviving the moment. We're talking about being grateful in the moment. To be in the moment, that's simply what it means. It means to be grateful in that moment. In fact, I think that being in a moment and being grateful are really the same thing. Think about it. If I'm going to be grateful, I have to pause and think and be in that moment. I have to stop the running around. I have to stop all the bad noises. I have to stop all the bad vibes. I have to stop all the anger. I have to stop all the fear. I have to stop thinking about the future, thinking about the past. I have to stop and I have to pause for a second and think about what is around me, what I am grateful for right now, to notice what I have, not what I don't, to see what is in front of me, who is around me, the people that are with me. Being grateful means to appreciate where you are, what you're doing, and who is with you. It's to pause for 60 seconds, for 30 seconds, for 10 seconds. Just pause for a second and appreciate what you have. Be grateful for what you do have. Focus on what you do have, not on what you don't. Being happy means being content with what you have right now, who you are right now, what you're going through right now. And that word content gets such a bad rap. We think that to be content means that we give up. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm not talking about not working on improving yourself. I'm talking about being content, being happy with what you do have. Yeah, you would like to be a better person, but you're a good person now. Yeah, you'd like to have more money, but what do you have now? You'd like to have better skills down the road, so you're going to work on them. But what about the skills that you have right now? Being happy is being content right now in this moment. It's being in the moment, being content with what you have right now. Ungratefulness, on the other hand, is the enemy of contentment. Ungratefulness is the opposite of happy. Seeing what I don't have, seeing what I, and oftentimes we're trying to better ourselves. Instead of focusing on, I'm even going to become better than I am right now, we tend to focus on what we don't have, what we're doing wrong, what we wish we had. And that is the enemy of happy. It's the opposite of happy. Being in the moment simply means to be grateful, and it means to be mindful. Mindful, according to the dictionary, means one, conscious or aware of something, and two, focusing one's awareness on the present moment. That's what it means to be mindful. You pay attention to what is around you at that moment. The people, the feelings. What are you feeling? What's the environment? The thoughts, the sights, the sounds, the smells. Being aware of those things. Oftentimes we're aware of the past. We're aware of the future. We're aware of what we don't have. But being mindful means I'm going to focus my awareness on this present moment. Vocabulary.com says that, quote, being mindful means paying close attention to or being especially conscious of something, end quote. So being in the moment is simply being grateful. It's being mindful. When we are thankful, we are in the moment. When we pause to be thankful, because you can be miserable in the moment. That's not what we're talking about. When you pause in your moment and you decide to appreciate something, that is being in the moment, in my opinion. So how do we do this? Well, I'm going to give you 9 simple ways to get found in the moment. First of all, journal. And journaling can simply be on your phone. You could talk into your phone, or it can be simply just jotting something down on a piece of paper, on your napkin, right? It's simply taking the thought that's in your head and putting it down on paper, writing down what you're grateful for, what you're thankful for. Now, journal, the coolest part about journaling is that you keep it so you can look back at it later. But even if you don't look back at it later, I've got so many things on my phone of me talking and all these notes that I've talked on my phone, I might not ever even hear them again. I don't know. But the fact that I paused and took some time to speak into my phone, my body heard me say that thing. that's kind of what journaling is. That's a great way, honestly, to get in the moment, is to journal. We have happy journals that we sell. We have instructions in there, and they're very simple. You just write down every night before you go to bed, the last thing you do when you get ready to go to bed, you write down three things you're thankful for in that journal. And you don't repeat anything. You have to come up with three new things every day. And what that does is it turns on your grateful meter, which turns on your moment meter, which turns on your happy meter. So journaling, number one, is a great way to get found in the moment. Number two, to listen. Listen to those that are around you, to the person you're talking to. I mean, really listen to them. Stephen R. Covey says, and this is so good, he says, quote, most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. They're either speaking or preparing to speak. They're filtering everything through their own paradigms, reading their autobiography into other people's lives. End quote. Wow. We're filtering. We're speaking, or we're quote unquote listening to that person, waiting for how we're going to reply. While the other person is talking, we're thinking about how we're going to reply. And this is what happens with a lot of arguments, right? A lot of debates. And that's where they go wrong. Instead of really listening to the person on the other end of that argument, that debate, that conversation, we are simply thinking about what we're going to say next. Man, I've been so guilty of that in the past. And this is something that I'm working on. So listen to others is the second way that we can get in the moment, to stop and actually listen to them, not filter them, not listen with the intent to reply, but listen with the intent to understand. Secondly, listen to the other sounds around you, not just the people around you, but take a moment to listen to the sounds that are around you. Funny thing is, when I was typing this up originally, I started to type, instead of sounds, listen to the other sounds around you, I started to type the word noises instead. Listen to the other noises around you. And immediately, before I even finished typing in noises, I hit the backspace and I changed it to sounds. The reason why I'm saying that, and the reason why I'm saying that was funny, is because what we typically think of when we have to stop and listen, it's just a bunch of noises. If I have to pause, I'm going. If I have to pause and listen, how many times did my kids, when they were younger, dad, and have to stop? You want to roll your eyes, but your kids are right there, so you don't. And it's just a bunch of noise to you because you're in a zone. You're on your way to the future. You're on your way to the next thing. You're busy doing this thing, and all of a sudden they interrupt you. And instead of stopping and listening to them, instead of it being sounds, it becomes a bunch of noises. But if you are in the moment, it's not a noise. It's a sound of your moment. If you're in the moment and your child comes up to you and interrupts you, or something else comes up to you, if you're in the moment, it's not a noise. It's a sound. You start to notice that the noises aren't noises at all. They're really sounds that were meant to be heard, meant to be listened to. And not just listen. We've got four other senses. So that's number three. Use your senses. Number one, journal. Number two, listen. Number three, use your senses. We've already talked about the listen, but we also have taste, look, smell, and feel. And one of the things that you can feel is feelings. That's why they're calling feelings. Being in the moment isn't ignoring your feelings, it's acknowledging them and feeling them, experiencing them, even the ones that many would consider to be negative. It's feeling those feelings. Use your senses. Your feelings are important too. Even the quote-unquote bad ones. Be in that moment. Taste. Taste your food. Don't inhale it. Savor it. Man, in America, we can just eat. We don't even savor it. If you're in the moment, taste your food. I have a couple friends, man, that when they eat food, I love to eat with them because the way they describe their food, it's better than a food critic. I love eating with them because I wasn't even thinking about how good that thing I was tasting was until I listened to them talk about the taste and the aromas. When they go into it, I'm like, that's what I'm eating. You're exactly right. So take some time and taste. Use your senses. What I like to do when I have my favorite drink is I like to just pause before I sip it. I'll put it up to my lips and I'll just pause for a second. in anticipation, knowing the refreshment that's going to happen. You know, if you've been really hot, it's out in the summer, you're really hot and you can't wait for ice cold water and ice cold sparkling water or your favorite soda, whatever the drink may be, right? And you're just getting ready to just chug it down. Wait a minute. You're dying to get that drink, but the drink is going to taste even better if you just pause for a second. You put it to your lips and you pause and you think about what you're about to drink. I'm telling you, I love it when I do that. So use your senses. You've got taste, touch, look, smell, feel, listen, all these senses. There's this thing I came across called the 5-4-3-2-1 exercise.
All systems now go.
Move the final countdown sequence.
Moving the final countdown sequence.
Roger that.
We're at T-minus 5.
Three, two, one.
We have ignition.
Think about five things that you can see around you, four things that you can touch or feel around you, three things you can hear around you, two things you can smell around you, and one thing that you can taste. 5-4-3-2-1. Five things you can see, four things you can feel, three things you can hear, two things you can smell, and one thing you can taste. Or do them in whatever order you want to. But you're tapping into your senses.
And we have liftoff.
Utilize your environment. I know the commute can be such a negative thing when you're stuck in your car for a long time and traffic is bad. But utilize that. Be in the moment. Take advantage of the red lights and the long lines. Slow down. Pause in that moment. Think about this. If every time you're stuck at a red light or you're stuck in traffic, you start doing the 5-4-3-2-1, or you start being mindful, being grateful of what you have right now. I know I'm in traffic right now. I know I'm late. I know I'm waiting to get home. You're thinking about the future, right? This always happens to me. You're thinking about the past, okay? But if you're stuck in that line, you're stuck in that traffic, why not take a few moments and just pause and breathe and think about something that you appreciate? Think about the people in the cars around you. Think about people that you're grateful for. Think about talents that you have or talents that other people have. Think about the fact that maybe you have a job or maybe you have a skill set or maybe you have an incredible spouse or friend or partner, or use that commute. Slow down. I mean, because we have to slow down, period. Dallas Willard said, quote, "Hurry is the great enemy of spiritual life in our day. You must ruthlessly eliminate hurry in your life, period." We got to pause and be grateful. That's how we get in the moment. That's how we get in the happy, even when the traffic's bad. So utilize your environment. You can take a hike. If you don't have time for that, then take a walk. Go outside and walk once around the block. If you're feeling it, take another lap. If you don't have the time or you can't do that, then walk to the break room or walk down the hall or walk around your desk. Get up and just walk around your desk once. Utilize your environment. Go to the bathroom, quote unquote, go to the bathroom, but take the long way to get there. Take your time to get there. And even if you don't have to go, just go to the bathroom, get in, open the door, go in there and come back out. Just come right back out and take your time getting back. But utilize your environment. Slow down. If you're at your desk and everything is going crazy, slow down, get up, go to the bathroom, and then come right back and take the long way. When you're waiting in line, same thing. When you're waiting in line, instead of seeing how long the line is, and instead of waiting for your food or waiting for, you know, for this to happen, instead of waiting to be happy, we can be happy right now simply by getting in the moment, finding ourselves in the moment. If I'm going to wait in line, instead of thinking about the line, why not think about something I'm grateful for? Why not be mindful of the place that I'm at, of the things that are around me? Wind down, number five. Finish your day by winding down. That happy journal is a great way to do that. And if you want to do your journal however you want to do it, you don't have to do it that way. There's so many other ways to do it, but the point is you're winding down. Write down something or name something that you did well today. If you got a hot tub, go sit in that hot tub and think about, what did I do well today? Let me at least come up with one thing that I did well today. Think of something positive that happened that day. And if it takes you a while, that's fine. But the more you do this, the quicker you come to the solutions, the quicker you come to the positive things, the things that you did well. Or think about someone you're grateful for. Maybe someone you saw that day or thought of that day. Wind down. 6, feel. We've talked about feel already, but I'm just going to bring it back up again because I'm a feeler. So for me, being in the moment, I tend to lean towards my feelings. When I'm in the moment, I am feeling the moment. When I'm looking at Mount Rainier, when the clouds go away, it takes my breath away almost every time, and I'm focusing on the feelings. But not everyone's a feeler like I'm a feeler. I mean, we all have feelings, right? But some people are more thinkers than they are feelers. Well, if you're a thinker, for you to be in your moment means to think. I'll feel my heart out, and you think your brain's out. If you're a thinker, then think. 8, do. Some people just like to do. You can pause, but you can still do. If you're a doer, then do something with your hands up, but pay attention to what you're doing. Pay attention to why you are doing it. If you're a doer, then to me, you can be in the moment by doing. In fact, that's probably the best way for you to do it. Be in the moment. Do something in the moment, but realize why you are doing it. Don't just do to do. Don't just do to fill up space, to fill up time, to try to silence bad thoughts in your head. Do something, but figure out why you are doing it. Do something for someone that you appreciate. Do something to make your world or make the situation a little bit better. Do something. I'll feel my heart out. You think your brain out. And then you can do your hands out. The good news is being in the moment is not difficult. It's easy. I mean, it takes effort to stay in the moment on a regular basis, but that comes through habit. But being in the moment takes nothing more than pause and awareness, than pause and gratefulness, than pause and being mindful of my surroundings. That's all being in the moment is. And lastly, 9, I would say, focus on one thing. I mean, we hear the term today, multitasking, a lot. We just tend to see it as a very positive thing. I mean, when someone can multitask, they are seen in a better light than the ones who can't, or those that can only focus on one thing at a time. I know this for a fact because I'm not a multitasker. In my whole life, I've felt like, oh man, I need to become a multitasker. I want to be like that person where I can do all these things at the same time. That's kind of the opposite of being in the moment, honestly. In fact, I think a lot of multitaskers probably would have a hard time getting in the moment because they want to do all these things at the same time. But being in a moment is pausing. It's thinking about one thing. It's kind of hard to multitask and be in the moment. And for those of you who would say that isn't the 5-4-3-2-1 exercise multitasking, I mean, you're talking about all your senses. You're talking about all these things. You're being great for all these things. You got a point, but I would say a definite no. All those things not only fit into the same moment, but they are working together in that moment to get us deeper in defining ourselves in that moment. So there are your 9 simple ways to get found in the moment, which is simply being grateful, being mindful, pausing and being aware, being appreciative. Journal, listen, use your senses, utilize your environment, wind down, feel, think, do, focus. And then we will have liftoff. When the gravity is pulling so many other people down around us, our rocket goes anti-gravity. It goes against that. That happy rocket of being in the moment elevates us to a whole nother atmosphere where there's zero gravity, zero heaviness. Being in the moment, even when times are tough, is the same as being grateful, which is the same as being happy. Thanks for listening. I hope that made sense to you. That's what it means to live in the moment. Make just one someone happy. That's what it means to find yourself in the moment. And those are 9 simple ways, and there's so many more ways out there. But basically, just pausing and being grateful in the moment, there's so many different ways to do that. You're awesome. You're amazing. Go hop on that happy rocket. And let's find ourselves in that moment, which is in another atmosphere.
We have ignition, and we have liftoff.
Get out. 50 base.